I get frozen waffles. So I really don't care. Oh dear.
What about you know, the kind, this whole thing you fry in deep fat about this big around with a hole in the middle?
Oh, you mean the donuts? Yes, they used to make donuts. And I'll tell you, my father had a birthday the 24th of June. No, my father's birthday was in March 23rd. But St. John's, Saint's Day, is the 24th of June. And when we lived in Hidalgo, there was a friend, a very dear friend, and she would send, and you've seen them, it's like this, this deep and on a stem, and that would be covered with kisses. And kisses are, what do we call that here? And not?
Are they chocolate?
Meringue. And yeah, I've never tried to make them. But I have a recipe that they say is foolproof. When you beat the white of an egg and you put powdered sugar in it, and I can maybe put a little vanilla or something in it, and you run it, you watch it when you run it in the oven, and they come out. And Mrs. Barton, every St. John's Day, would send my father this on his Saint's Day. And they were people that owned land, when the King of Spain, the Pochones. And there's so much history here. If I go back and dig in my mind, and as I said, I've lived close enough that I've been going back all these years. I've never lived away from the valley.
Well, you said you did have donuts. Did they put baking powder in this, or yeast, or what?
Well, I think there's baking powder in donuts.
Did they make the fancy kind that they would sort of turn?
No, just the plain round one. And there's all kinds of, oh well, Mexican foods. And you know, people lived well then. We had all, I tell you, we lived in the lap of luxury. We had good meat and good cows.
Tell me about your cows. Did you keep them for milk too?
Did I what?
You kept milk cows, I suppose.
Oh yes, yeah. There was someone that used to just milk the cows, you know. And
did you ever watch them milk the cows?
Yeah, and that's one time when I don't know what happened. The one cow, I had on a red dress, and I did this to him, and I threw the bucket of milk and chased after me. I never did go around the cow again. I can remember that. I was very young.
Did you remember hearing them say anything to the cow to make it move its leg back? And
well, I honestly can't say. Every now and then, you can hear him fuss at the cow, something like that. But I wasn't around. I wasn't around them, you know. And see, back then in those days, you had so much help. Help was cheap, you know. Well, it's according to the value of the dollar, you know. And but I just you can't think of. I know there'd be a lot of things that come up that perhaps I have forgotten.
Well, now, did you ever make anything like donuts that didn't have a hole in the middle?
No. A donut is not a donut unless it has a hole in the middle.
So there wasn't anything like that without that was fried and deep fat.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Didn't have a hole.
Oh, and I tell you something they have. I've never made these, and I've watched them make them one time, but I even couldn't tell you now, called buñuelos. And you make that just before Christmas, is it? And I used to have friends here, they were all gone on. And every Christmas, about Christmas Eve, they'd bring me some. And they're this big around. As light, if you look at them, they disintegrate. I don't know how they make such a perfect one. I don't know how the dough was made or what, and the